This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Day program from at least all of my aspects of this will be this week from the center of the Holy Land in the holiest city some people think in the world. I'm in Jerusalem in Israel for the program today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. My part of this will be a reflection on what I'm seeing, what I'm learning, what I hear, what I think. You know, this hour of the program is aimed at in-depth discussion of things that are relevant and important that are going on all around us. And so I take this opportunity. I have not been in Israel for 5 years. Matter of fact, 5 years just about this time, 5 years ago, 2011, first part of December, I came here with a group of actors, including Greg Grunberg, who was in Alias and Heroes and any number he's been in the Star Trek movies. He's a friend of J.J. Abrams, so he shows up in pretty much everything that J.J. Abrams does. And with Chloe from 24, Marianne Reichkopf, the three of us spent almost a week going through this city and other places. And in that time, we learned we developed a good friendship, and we also found that we had in common the what we know in America, and I'm going to try to bracket some of these things that I say while I'm on the air this week, wrapped around my own opinions, my own experiences, and my own desire for us to use what goes on here as a great lesson in life in the greater world outside of this country, outside of our country. So much focus and attention is given to what happens in Israel and in the Middle East. And most of the animosity, or much of it, that we talk about and involve ourselves in has to do with the Muslim dislike for the Jews. The Arabs don't like the Jews. But yet, here's a city that exists with the three major religions in the world all working together because they were all founded here. And I thought, what better time for me to come back here to celebrate this country and what they are about and what they mean to the world than during Holy Week? So this morning, I'm 7 hours ahead, so it's a little before 10 past 5 East Coast time. So here, it's a little after noon time. And this morning, this past 4.5 hours, I've been out in the old city, the city of David, King David's city, which was the forerunner of Jerusalem and the old city of Jerusalem. This goes back, the history of this area goes back, at least sort of, I was going to say, modern history. It goes back to 4,000 years ago. And the things that I've seen this morning go back 4,000 years. It's not unlike the experience that I had in England about 6-7 weeks ago, going into a world that we are so unfamiliar with and a world that we hear so much about, yet we don't really know whether what we've heard is the truth or not. And that holds true even today because of the legends that come out of the prejudices of the people who live here together. Just an hour ago was in the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, which is perhaps one of the holiest places to the Christian religion in the whole world, if not the most holy, run by 6 different groups of Christians, Greek Orthodox and Armenians and Catholics and Protestants. And they, like the Arabs and the Jews, can't get along with one another. It's mind-boggling. It really is. To go into I hope some of you who are listening to me have been lucky enough to come over here and go through this church. It is such a... I remember the first time I went in there, which was... I'm trying to remember the first time I came here. I think 14 years ago, maybe 12. But I remember going down into the bowels of this church and just sitting on the steps and looking and feeling the energy that was there and what must have happened. Because there wasn't a church there when Christ was crucified. It's a hill. And they built this church around the hill where Christ was crucified. So I stood on the place and touched the place where the cross was on the ground and he was nailed to it. And then you move over about 10 feet to the left, and that's where the crucifix was raised, and that's where he actually died. And then the body was taken off of the crucifix, put down for cleaning, and the place where his mother cleansed his body is there. And then the rock, the slab where his body was laid to be cleansed more and to have it wrapped so that it could be placed in the what is now sort of an ante room of this church. The line there for people to go in to this little sort of cubicle, you can't stand up, where his body was placed, and basically the rock was put in front of the tomb. All of these things within 40, 50, 60 feet of each other. And the feeling that you get as you understand what happened there and its importance as far as history is concerned, and then you understand as it is it's guarded and guided by these layers of bureaucracy from these various churches, these various sects, S-E-C-T-S, that are part of the Christian religion, and they fight about everything. They can't agree on moving a ladder. There's a ladder outside the church up on the second story that was placed there. It was there the day that this group, this committee, was formed to run the church. And it's been sitting there ever since because they can't agree on where to move it. It is, I mean, I'm trying to, as best I can, in as short a description as possible, give you a story that is so magnified in the rest of the world. People have been fighting over this pile of rock and dirt for millennia. From David's time to the Turkish Empire, the Ottomans, the British, the fight is since 1948 as to whether or not Iraq really has a claim. They're doing lots of excavating that pretty much proves that the original Israeli settlements and the claim to this land that the Israelis have, the Jews have, is legit. But the Arabs don't want to believe it, or the hardcore Arabs don't want to believe it. And yet, you can walk through the city of David, where the Christians, the Muslims, and the Jews all have market. And for the most part, they get along. Every once in a while, there's a little scuffle. But it's not unlike the scuffle that takes place in the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, where the Armenians don't like the Greek Orthodox. So there are, I found out things this morning that amazed me. The people who are running this facility get angry at each other at the holy times. For example, at Easter, the Greeks want to do it a certain way, the Armenians want to do it another way, and they literally get into fist fights in the church over how to manage this holiest of holy places. It is mind-boggling to me that as you spread this out over the course of the history of this area, but you spread it out to the Middle East, you spread it out to the Northern Hemisphere, the Western Hemisphere, however, the entire planet is a history of people fighting with each other over land, over ideas, over what's right, I believe this, so you're wrong because you don't believe it. And most of the stuff, the origins, as we found yesterday, I went to, I'm posting as I can my Facebook page, and I will through the course of this week, various highlights of the trip. And yesterday, going down into the Dead Sea, in that area where there also was lots of fighting about who owned what territory and how it is that the Israelis came to control it, or who did it, who owned it before, or who was it is. The Romans are fighting over if it isn't the fact that so many millions and tens of millions, hundreds of millions of people have died over disputes regarding land or beliefs, it must be that that's part of the human condition, because it's the story of mankind, up until today. And the headlines in the Jerusalem Post this morning, an Israeli prime minister in a Muslim country, Prime Minister Netanyahu is visiting Azerbaijan, which is a Muslim country. This is unheard of before. Now they're trying to get people together. This is a country that borders both Russia and Iran. The Iranians want to wipe the Jews out, and it just, well, you'll hear some, what are the frustration in my voice, because I would like to be able to wave a magic wand over everything and make it all better. It just, you know, it just isn't going to happen, but it would be nice if it could. But what lessons to be learned here, and I'll pass some of those along as we go through the course of this week. Part of the tradition here in this hour of the Good Day program is for us to have a voice from a newsmaker. And most of the, if not Kara, I think what we'll do all of this week is present voices that are important to the people of Israel. And so today will be no exception. We'll start it out. And each of these voices you get a chance to recognize. And you call us at 888-302-3684 to identify the voice. Mystery News Voice of the Day coming right up here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I forgot holiday gifts for my clients.
Well, Staples is the place for great tech gift ideas, like Apple TV.
Terrific. I need ideas.
Staples Tech Gifts coupon book has great ideas and over $700 in savings on tech gifts your clients will love.
That's perfect, Staples guy. I don't know what to say. I mean, you did this just for me?
Well, yes, and everybody else.
For your tech gifts this holiday, visit Staples and look for Staples Tech Gifts coupon book. While supplies last, ends 12/31/16, excludes clearance Staples U.S. stores only.
Ready for girls' night out?
Can't. Gotta finish my holiday shopping.
How about girls' night out at Ulta Beauty? It's the place for picking up fab last-minute gifts for everyone on our list. And ourselves, too. Let the gifting begin and end with Tarte eyeshadow palettes, limited edition Philosophy Bathsets, or Hot Tools curling irons.
Best girls' night ever.
Hurry into Ulta Beauty for ready-to-go gifts or gorgeous gift cards for all your favorite beauty lovers. This holiday, there's only one place to get glam and get gifts. Ulta Beauty. Joy to the girl.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
The Covercraft products you know and trust are now available directly to you at Covercraft.com. You'll find custom car covers manufactured with high-performance fabrics, Carhartt seat covers in new Realtree camo patterns, dash mat dashboard covers, Colgan custom bras, specialty protection products from K9 Covers, and a whole bunch more. Be sure to use the code DRIVE at checkout to receive free shipping in the continental U.S. Get protection for whatever you drive at Covercraft.com.
I'm Bob Dorigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. I'd like to tell you about a canal in my hometown of Cadillac, Michigan, that was once featured on Ripley's Believe It or Not. The canal connects two lakes, and when the temperature falls to freezing, it covers over with ice before the lakes do. However, it thaws out after the lakes finally freeze over, and it stays unfrozen all winter. Snowmobilers on the lake would sometimes get hurt by driving into the open canal. So, to prevent injuries, each winter volunteers built a temporary fence on the ice where the lakes open to the canal. They did this for many years. Then, something really strange happened, but it wasn't reported on the Ripley TV show. The volunteers stopped building the fence, even though it was still needed for safety. Why? Because they were told they could be sued if it blew away and a snowmobiler got hurt. Let's be fair, this is just one more example of how the constant threat of being sued in America puts public safety at risk. Learn more about how excessive litigation affects all of us by visiting our website at centerforamericatv.org.
All right, so let's get the voice, today's mystery news voice, on the air. Here's one cut from this gentleman.
President-elect Trump, my friend, congratulations on being elected President of the United States of America. Over the years, you've expressed your support consistently, and I deeply appreciate it. I look forward to working with you to advance security, prosperity, and peace.
All right. Who is that? 888-302-3684 for a swell prize. 888-302-DOUG at 21 after the hour. From Israel, I'm Doug Steffen on Good Day.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Christmas mode, which is very appropriate with at least one tune every hour in our music segment. So as we are following the most popular holiday songs from Billboard magazine, the Bible of the music industry in terms of sales and airplay. Number four this year belongs to Bobby Helms, No Surprise Here, and the Jingle and the Ringle and the Rock. That's a jingle bell. All right, so number four is Jingle Bell. Why are you laughing?
Okay.
Jingle Bell Rock.
At least he's not clapping, Jen.
Okay, you're right.
He just had to do that.
We're going to get you a metronome for Christmas.
Really? That's very nice. I think somebody gave me one a long time ago. I don't know what it did.
That wasn't a hint.
I did.
No. All right, next up, 25 past the hour of music news, Mozart. Wow, this is very interesting. The best-selling CD of this year, a mammoth box set of Mozart's music, is officially the best-selling CD release of the year. Called Mozart 225, the new complete edition, sold 1.25 million CDs since it was released. And that was only 5 weeks ago. The anthology has every musical work written. Say it again, Doug. Musical work written. Say that fast. Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart lived from 1756 to 1791. So he was only 36 when he croaked. And look what he did in his life. He managed to beat this year's hit albums from Drake and Beyonce and Rihanna and Kanye.
Isn't that incredible?
It really
That's
is.
Pretty cool. A guy who's been dead for that long beat all those artists.
So here's what
I
want to know.
It makes you feel smarter.
Where do the royalties go for this? Does he have like great, 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 great grandchildren?
Did he ever have children? Probably had. He's probably got his place where his royalties.
He was deaf. You knew that, right? Mozart was deaf.
What?
You knew.
Wait, I thought Beethoven was deaf. I didn't think Mozart
Beethoven?
Was deaf. Beethoven was deaf and blind.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Mozart was okay. He just died when he was 36.
He was sick and dumb. I mean, that was a
yeah.
Was
oh, gosh.
Not really. This is 240 hours of music, 600 international soloists, 60 different orchestras involved in the recording process. It was released in October, marking the anniversary, 225th anniversary of his death. Wow. This is something else.
Whew. I bet this is expensive. I don't know what this costs, but I bet it's pricey.
Yeah.
It's a good gift for someone who's a Mozart fan.
This is Mozart's Piano Concerto in D minor that you're listening to. All right, so maybe we should change the pace here a little bit. Although Mozart is good for if you want to go to sleep at night, this is good. Good stuff for that. Selena Gomez, man. That's we're going up against Mozart, and now we're going to Selena. Okay. The only fashion house to offer a dress to model Ashley Graham was Selena's, right? Is that right? She has her own... Oh, wait a minute.
She's the face of Coach.
She's the face of Coach.
They offered the dress to Ashley Graham.
Selena Gomez. I always confuse her with the woman that's in Modern Family. What's her name?
Sophia Vergara.
Yeah. Who's also appearing every other ad on TV that you see is Sophia Vergara. You notice that? She is cleaning up. All right, so anyway, what's the... Selena gets, what, $10 million for being the face of Coach?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Not a bad deal.
No. She's got 104 million followers on Instagram, though. That's not a bad deal either.
It's a great deal for Coach because this is going to take their average buyer's age way down.
Wow.
And that's
this is amazing because we have 103 million followers on Instagram. But always, so she beat us by a million.
We just missed it by that much.
Just by that much. All right, so that's the Selena news. Good for her. Congratulations. 28 after the hour.
America's cattle producers want to help you cut back on food waste. The Successful Farming Radio Magazine is brought to you by Kubota. When you want power and versatility in a tractor, look no further than Kubota. Visit Kubota.com today.
If you've been thinking about upgrading your chore tractor, it's time to test drive Kubota's M6 Series midsize ag tractor. With its controlled performance, clean engine, maneuverability, and performance-matched implements, the M6 Series is the right tractor for the job. There's no better time than now. Visit your local Kubota dealer for low-rate, long-term financing. Kubota's M6 Series is where performance meets power. We are Kubota. This is what we do.
American consumers waste a lot of food. Joan Ruskamp, a beef producer from Dodge, Nebraska, and secretary treasurer of the Cattlemen's Beef Board, says it's about 40% of the food we bring home.
That's a lot of food. It's enough food to feed 90,000 people every day. And if the resources that go into producing that food and the concern of wasting that isn't enough, how about $2,500 a year that could go back into your pocket instead of in the trash can? That's what they figure every average family loses every year. It's a lot of money. It's a lot of waste.
Ruskamp says that level of waste is not sustainable.
As farmers and ranchers, we work really hard to manage our nutrients and the feed for our cattle. We don't waste. And so we want to bring that home into our kitchens, into our dinner tables, and help consumers say, okay, what can I do? I want to be a good steward, too, of my resources. And this is something every consumer can own.
Ruskamp says the Beef Board has a 30-day food waste challenge. You can enroll free online.
Each day for 30 days, you'll receive an email. It's one tip every day on what you can do at home to reduce food waste.
The website, beefitswhatsfordinner.com. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Daryl Anderson.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
After the hour on the Good Day program. This is In Depth on Good Day. Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington, Monday, December 19th. It is Holy Week, and as a result of that, I am in. I think that there were a number of reasons that I wanted to come to Israel this week. This is the closest that I've been. Holy Week for the Christian community. It is a very holy week also. It's Yom Kippur for the Jewish community, and they both start on, well, the Christmas weekend starts on Friday, and I believe Hanukkah starts on Friday as well. So I decided it would be kind of neat to observe that and tell stories, lessons to be learned. I think every once in a while we have to go back to the places where we come from. And in essence, depending on your religion, we all come from where I'm sitting, interestingly enough. So I want to spend a lot of time talking about that, and so our mystery news voices of the week, this week, will come to you from various voices that are important here in Israel. And the first one is one that people are working on right now, as a matter of fact. We'll give you two different cuts from this fellow, and then it'll be in English and one in Hebrew. 888-302-3684. If you can identify this voice, you get a swell prize.
Assad is Iran's vassal, and I certainly don't think we should prop him up, okay? But I've not intervened. I have one goal, and that is to protect the security of Israel and prevent these attacks. I think I made it very clear to President Putin. I think it was important, but I think the jury is out on what will happen in Syria.
All right. reference to what's going on in Aleppo and all these other areas. Again, I'm in the seat of controversy, although Israel is probably the safest place in the world to be, not only this city, but I mean, not only this week, but pretty much any time. It's so well protected. And if you look at my Facebook page, you'll see pictures of me yesterday with a couple of Israeli soldiers, ladies, who are soldiers, who are on the border of Jordan. The picture was taken from a vantage point, and then I turned around and ran a picture of where Christ was baptized in the Jordan River. So on one hand, this is the amazing oxymoronic part of this world. I take a picture with me and the two soldiers, and then I turn around, and 40 feet away is the Jordan River and the place where Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist. In the river, and on the other side of the river is Jordan. It's mind-boggling. It is. Okay, let's get one clip of this other fellow in the Hebrew, Kara.
בשבועות האחרונים שוב פגע בנו הטרור הרצחני. בני משפחת פוגל מהיישוב איתמר, האב אודי, רב בישראל, האם רותי ושלושת ילדיהם.
All right. So, this is something that probably is pretty obvious to most people, as he would be a good person. That's a good voice for us to start our quizzes with. Who is that man? Identify him for a swell copy of this book by Maria Trilogy. Life is good when you do the work. 888-302-3684, 888-302-DOUG. And if you have one before, then give other people a chance to dial in and get themselves heard. 2020 News Voice Quiz, 20 after the hour. I try to give you the first hints. By 20 of the next hour, we hope to get it done. So I'll go on to other things while Kara's talking to some of you on the phone. Thought it was interesting. John McCain has been very vocal this weekend about the election and the Russian elected, hello, Doug. Where's my mind? The Russian election hacks that threatened to destroy democracy. He said that our response has been totally paralyzed. Well, it's been like all of the other responses that have come from this administration, pretty lackluster. I will tell you that for the most part, except for the very liberal Israelis, the very liberal Jews in America and in Israel, people are quite happy that Donald Trump is the new president. I drove by the place about an hour ago where the new embassy is going to be built here in Jerusalem, moved from Tel Aviv. There is a mission here, the American compound, and they're just going to put the embassy in that compound. Anyway, this whole business about the CIA finding out that Russia has hacked the Democratic emails, and that was supposed to help Donald Trump defeat Hillary Clinton. McCain says, quote, "This is the sign of a possible unraveling of the world order that was established after World War II, which has made one of the most peaceful periods in the history of the world. We're starting to see the strains in the unraveling of this. It's because of the absolute failure of American leadership." And I couldn't agree more. When America doesn't lead, a lot of bad people do, and thus Putin. So anyway, there's a lot of hoopla about that. And, well, there ought to be, frankly. There's still a lot of question about what went on during the electoral process. Donald Trump, well, today, I think Trump's victory is solidified, if I'm not mistaken. I remember, I believe the college gets together, Electoral College today, to certify his victory. Let's see how that works out. Meanwhile, elsewhere here in the Middle East, evacuations of a lot of civilians and rebels from Aleppo, the eastern part of Syria, some towns around it. The evacuation was put off yesterday, as we hear in this report from that area.
According to Syrian state TV, buses had arrived in the city and were expected to start bringing people out to neighboring towns, but that plan is now on hold indefinitely. Some buses in nearby Idlib were burned even before they could reach their pickup points. What exactly happened here?
This is actually a very big disappointment. There was a lot of hope earlier in the day that these evacuations would take place, but we now know from a monitoring group that has connections on the ground, especially among the opposition, that these evacuations will not be taking place tonight. And that matches with some of the messaging we've been getting from the Red Cross. Simply put, they don't have the security guarantees in place to make sure that they can facilitate this exchange on the ground without anybody getting hurt. So unfortunately, as you said, these evacuations have been postponed indefinitely. There's some talk about maybe trying again tomorrow, but that would be the third day in a row where we've been hearing, well, let's try it again tomorrow, let's try it again tomorrow. And unfortunately, there are no guarantees about tomorrow either.
So this group of people that was supposed to be leaving was set to begin this kind of a complex people swap deal, but the plan broke down. A number of the buses were set on fire, explosions, that kind of stuff. These people over here, the Daesh focus again, once again, the uproar, the trouble caused because of the hardcore Islamic thinking I see the Muslims and the Christians and the Jews working together in the city of Jerusalem, but because there's such hatred, and it just becomes a cause celeb. It's easy. Let's fight the Jews. And so that's really what Daesh is all about, set in motion because we, as John McCain said, have terrible leadership in our country, and we haven't really been able to set Iraq right or straight yet. And so that's the whole thing. It's amazing how much of what goes on in the world, and you see it when you go outside of our country, depends on what's going on in America. All right, let's get to Wesley, who's calling from Georgia. Wesley, welcome to Good Day.
Thank you, Doug. Benjamin Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel.
Yeah, what do you think of him?
Oh, I think he's wonderful. I think that he is a man to hold in high regard and great respect. He is a true leader of his people, and he's somebody that we can do business with.
Yep, and I think he'll do more business with Trump than was the case because the two of them. You know, it's interesting, and I pause and then think to myself, do I want to say this or do I not want to say it? But I did say it to some people who were around me yesterday, and again, was sort of focused on conciliation and how people ought to be able to get along. And it is with that in mind that I say the following advisedly. What has happened in the last 8 years, interesting because Netanyahu's prime ministership has been the longest in the history of the Israeli state since 1948, and his, I don't know if animosity is the right word, but the lack of any relationship between Obama and Netanyahu, and thus many people saw it as the United States weakening in its commitment to Israel. What it did and what it does is give more fuel to the fire of those who claim that Obama is a Muslim and doesn't look upon the Israelis or the Jews with favor. And, you know, we have had weak relationships, I think, in the past 8 years, and perhaps it does add fuel to that fire. It's just me speaking out loud whether it really is that way or not. It gives people who don't like Obama another chance to take a shot at him. In this circumstance, it'll change with Trump becoming the president for sure. But isn't it sad when you think about it that all of this uproar in the Middle East and much of it around the world is created because of people not being able to get along? I mean, think about it. I hope you get
it's
along.
Amazing.
It is. It's phenomenal. And the height of stupidity, sheer stupidity, all about power and control and people not recognizing their need to be independent and think for themselves. All right, anyway, thank you. Wesley, hold on just a second. Carol will get information from you, and we'll send you along one of these books by Maria Trilogy. 44 past the hour on Good Day from Israel.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about Super Beets. It's my go-to drink when I'm feeling tired or sluggish or off my game. I drink Super Beets in the morning for an energy boost when I'm going on the air, or in the afternoon as a pick-me-up when I'm ready to go to the farm. No jittery side effects. If I'm going to the gym for a long workout, I use Super Beets as well. Super Beets, the great-tasting superfood drink. Great offer now for many of you who have not gotten in on the 30-day supply you get free when you order Super Beets at DougLikesBeets.com. But now, in addition to that, you get a free one-month supply of Nutrition Foundation, which is a daily multivitamin, which is designed to work with Super Beets, packed with 24 essential nutrients. It's free, along with a 30-day supply of Super Beets in the book Beat the Odds when you order Super Beets at DougLikesBeets.com. Call 800-655-4183 for this offer, or go online, better yet, to DougLikesBeets.com.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about $10 a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all of that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
The Covercraft products you know and trust are now available directly to you at Covercraft.com. You'll find custom car covers manufactured with high-performance fabrics, Carhartt seat covers in new Realtree camo patterns, dash mat dashboard covers, Colgan custom bras, specialty protection products from Canine Covers, and a whole bunch more. Be sure to use the code DRIVE at checkout to receive free shipping in the continental U.S. Get protection for whatever you drive at Covercraft.com.
All right, 48 after the hour, Doug's good day. The passing of Dr. Henry Heimlich at the age of 96. He is the person responsible for the Heimlich maneuver, which he created in 1974. I remember interviewing him. He lived in Cincinnati on a number of occasions when I was doing a radio program in Cincinnati. He had a fabulous outlook on life. Here is the story of some of his successes.
Dr. Henry Heimlich, inventor of the Heimlich maneuver, has died at 96 after complications from a heart attack. The Cincinnati physician became a household name when his choking prevention move was popularized in the 1970s. But he also received a good deal of criticism during his career. The maneuver he became famous for might not have been entirely his idea. Dr. Edward Patrick, also deceased, claimed he helped Heimlich develop the life-saving technique. Dr. Heimlich also supported a controversial theory that malaria injections could cure HIV and other diseases. His family released a statement after his death saying, quote, "He was single-minded in his quest to find better ways to save lives. Dad dreamed anything was possible in the field of medicine, even when critics said otherwise."
Also passing away this weekend, Zsa Gabor, the Hungarian actress who some call the original Kim Kardashian, 99, a heart attack. She and her husband held birthday parties for each other in the past couple of years. Her younger sister, Eva, and she were quite the socialites, if you will. Yeah, they were the original Kardashians. I'd say that was a pretty good way of putting it, frankly. It's 50 minutes past the hour, 10 before the new hour here on Good Day.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Moshe Bashan runs the Eucalyptus Restaurant, which is among the finest restaurants in the world. His expertise I have just enjoyed for the past hour and a half. I've tasted way more than I have, and not only in terms of the flavors, but how much food I have presently in my body. And you brought me some more. What in the world is this?
This is a risotto made from green smoked wheat. Carmel in the Bible. This is the food that young David carrying to the battlefield. And then he's killing Goliath. And it's made, it's vegan. So it's made with vegetarian, with fungus, mushrooms, wild mushrooms.
All right, I can eat this as a small guy and go out and take care of the big guy, David. Yes, I'm going to be David, and I'm going to go find Goliath. That's what this goes back to.
Yes,
that's
yes.
One of the things that's so fascinating about what is here. You have based your food, all the recipes and the things that you serve, on things that come directly from the influence of the Bible, stories in the Bible.
Exactly. So you can find here stories and food from the Old Testament and all the Bible, such as all the seven species in the Bible, like wheat and barley, grapes for wine, olives for oil, figs, pomegranate, and dates. From the other side, you see these miserable leaves. I want you to smell it.
This is the radio, but it's hard to... Yes, it smells like a little spearmint almost.
So this is hyssop that smells like oregano
yes.
or thyme.
Yeah.
And it's freshly cut now from our garden. But it grows wild in all the mountains around Jerusalem. Hyssop was the brush of the Israelite when they left Egypt. They marked the door with 3 points with the blood of the lamb. It was used also for purifying and all-purpose medicine with the ashes of the red heifer. David in Balsam, and you people are quoting it a lot also in the New Testament, when he's asking the Lord, cleanse me with hyssop, and I will be pure.
Mm-hmm.
It's Nakeni Be'ezov Et Har. And then in the story of Jesus, Mary is cleaning his wounds with hyssop,
yeah,
and vinegar, it's again. And in my family, we found that it's the best medicine for any soul in the world.
Is it? Okay, I'll take some with me.
Okay.
You're an Iraqi by birth.
Yes.
And came to this country when you were quite young.
Yeah, nine months.
You had showed me pictures earlier of you 65 years ago living in a tent village with your mother. When you were growing up here, what did you expect you were going to be?
You know, starting with this background of this Jewish community,
mm-hmm,
that didn't leave Iraq, Babylonia at that time.
Yeah, Babylonia. I shouldn't call it its real name, is Babylonia.
2,500 years, they were always there. They will come to Jerusalem and will go back. My family was traveling, and we know we can route it, that they were coming to Jerusalem, back to Baghdad, to Hebron, and to Italy. And we have a small town in Italy, Basson, near Verona, under our name.
That's your name, yeah.
Yes, when a rabbi from the family was in Veneto, in this area. So I was thinking about a lot of things. One of the things that I was thinking even about being a rabbi. Because when you are in a religious family and a religious background, and one of the top things that you think about
being a rabbi.
Then I was starting to think to be a scientist. And I became a sort of scientist.
A food scientist.
With this food.
Mm-hmm.
So some people will call me food archaeologist, because my food, with all the science from one side, goes back to the Bible time.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find here very new invented dishes that are reflecting restaurants in Israel and in the world.
Yes.
But it all goes back to the Bible time. Like I was showing you here, the hyssop on one side. You see, it's a radio. You cannot see how beautiful is this dish that goes back in a way to the time of young David, even not King David. The boy that's carrying take away for his brothers, and this is what he's carrying when he killed Goliath.
Alright, I'm going to eat this now and enjoy it, and I've enjoyed being here and being with
you.
And I'm going to expect that some of my friends that come over here from the States will be happy to come visit you. We'll fill up the place one night and have a big party.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Is there a stock market bubble in the making?
You need an early warning system for your investments because you work too hard to be surprised by your money. Now, guarding your wealth has never been easier. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping. It works for all accounts, whether you work with us or not. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.